Hey, dance family, it's Brooke, and my next guest is the fabulous Stevie Mack, who has been a Radio City Rockette for 4 seasons now. When talking to Stevie, we get to understand how far determination and perseverance can take you. And of course, why we believe in just a little bit of dance. Stevie Mack, I am so excited to be talking with you today. You are just phenomenal from what I have experienced in getting to know you. So, okay, we have a lot to talk about and not a lot of time, but let's just dive in. Okay, so obviously you are a Rockette.
Yes.
So I know this has been something that's been your life trajectory forever, basically. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up dancing, grew up competing, loved it, loved dance, knew I wanted to pursue dance as a career. And so I went to New York for college, danced professionally, started auditioning when I was 18 for the Rockettes. I auditioned 7 times before I got the job, which I'm super proud of. I think that's a cool testament to, you know, keep pursuing and keep persevering through the struggle of auditioning. But I could not be happier to be a Rockette today. I'm going into my 4th season.
So
I love
exciting.
It. It's a dream job, like just to, you know, dance Christmas music, spread Christmas cheer, and be like on the coolest stage in the whole world. It's a dream come true.
That's amazing. So training to go to the audition, obviously, is a whole nother process, because you grew up competing, that's one style of dancing, but Rockette dancing is completely different. So how was that training?
It's very precision oriented. So precision jazz and tap, and then lots of kicks, you know, our head kicks. And so I think just being proficient in ballet, tap, and jazz really helped me. But then also, like, I would train in precision jazz and precision tap, just trying to get that crisp style that they want and need. So
That's cool. So you're judging now for Believe, of course. And so when you were judging, when you're sitting in the seat, a dance comes on the stage, there's choreography, performance, technique, but what is your process when you're watching a dance?
Oh man, that's a good question. I love judging. I love being able to just watch everything and see the talent that's all over the country, because it's so good. But for me, it's like obviously technique, but also like the performance, and are they having fun? Because if they're having fun, I'm having fun. And I want to be entertained. Like, it's just, it's so cool to see heart and talent combined together on stage, and that's really what I'm looking for.
I think that's what I've heard across the board, is just as long as you are able to show your love of dance, then we love it as well.
Yes, absolutely.
So what is your big, you're a Rockette already, I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment, of course, but is there another big goal that you have?
That's a great question. I want to dance while I still, you know, can and do it. But then after that, I would love to get into like dance education. I have a master's in arts management, and so something in that world, whether it's, you know, working at Believe or something like it, or you know, working at a college or a dance studio, like just being able to stay in the dance industry but taking on like a higher education role would be cool.
And are you still like auditioning for anything, or are you just kind of sticking with Rockettes?
Mostly Rockettes. I get to live with my husband during the off season, which is really special and cool, and then get to judge and travel all over. So it's kind of the best of both worlds right now.
So since you went through the Rockette audition experience and you did it 7 times, what are a couple useful tidbits that you think you could give to any young performer who wants to be a Rockette, wants to audition or something like that?
I mean, obviously one, just keep chasing your dreams, because if you keep doing it, you're gonna get there. Two, just when you go to auditions, you know, make friends with everyone. You never know, you know, the person at the door, they might have an input in like who gets hired. So it's be nice to everyone. And then also just pick up the details in the audition, especially in the Rockette world. But you know, if the teacher says, you know, your focus is over here, just make sure you're applying that, because those are the things they're looking for. And obviously, you know, you have the talent to be there. It's just applying those things on top of it.
And there's, I mean, so many dancers who want to be Rockettes, of course. So those are such helpful things to think about. And what do you think, I don't know if you can even answer this, in your final audition when you got hired, what do you think was the thing that kind of pushed it, where you were like, okay, this is the one?
I had this piece, which is kind of crazy, but it was it's a whole crazy audition story. But I had this piece over me that was like, you know what? I am meant to be here. This is my time. And I was just calm throughout the whole, it's a 2-day process, some days mm-hmm. three. And it's a long, you know, you do a lot of rounds yeah. and a lot of things, but I just was like, you know what? I feel it. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to enjoy it. And I guess that's what got me at the job.
You're just like, you know what? I'm here and yeah. it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it did happen. So there you go. So what would you say is the most rewarding thing that dance has given you?
So tough. There's so many things.
I know. I mean, you can say a couple. It doesn't have to be one thing.
Definitely, like, the relationships. Mm-hmm. Some of my best friends, I still grew up dancing with them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, now my Rockette friends, like, we all go to each other's weddings. You know, those mm-hmm. are the people that you're going to do life with. We spend all our holidays together, so you mm-hmm. really get to become a family. But the people and just all the opportunities that have come from dance, it's just really special to travel and to meet new people. Mm-hmm. I feel really fortunate to get to do what I love every day.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the dance world is amazing.
Yes, yeah.
Because there's so many opportunities. Performing, teaching, choreographing, just talking endless. With people yeah. about dance. It's such a beautiful world, mm-hmm. and I am so excited for what the future is to come for you, and for us, and yes. for Believe, of yes. course. So thank you for sitting and chatting with
of
me,
course.
Stevie.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Brooke.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And also follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Just a Little Bit of Dance. And as always, keep on believing.